United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Faye Emerson and Lee Bowman. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. May it serve to remind you that automatic saving is sure saving. Sign up for the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. In a moment, we'll meet our stars. But right now, let's listen to Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Harry's own arrangement of Temptation. Thank you, Harry. And now, for five very delightful minutes of listening pleasure, we present an original guest star sketch entitled The Self-Made Man. And for this purpose, just look who's here.
This is Faye Emerson.
And this is Lee Bowman.
Inviting you to drop into the home of Mr. and Mrs. John R. Thompson, Jr.
Lois is preparing her very nervous husband for a very important occasion.
Fidgeting, John. I'll never get this tie of yours tied. You're worse than the children. Now, come on, stand still.
Oh, will you please hurry up, Lois? I don't want to be late.
Oh, hush. The banquet doesn't begin for another hour. What's the matter, John? Why are you so nervous?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, are you worried about your acceptance speech? I didn't leave anything out, did I?
No. You did a fine job. I couldn't have written it any better myself. Oh, what's the matter? What are you laughing at?
Something just struck me funny.
What?
Well, it's not you, dear. It's the tie.
Huh? Well, what about it? What's so funny?
Well, tonight the Chamber of Commerce is awarding you a plaque for being Centerville's most distinguished self-made man.
Yeah, well, what's so funny about that?
Well, you can't even tie your own tie.
Well, that's terribly funny, terribly funny.
Oh, I'd give anything if I could be there.
Yeah, well, you know the rules of the Chamber of Commerce. No females allowed. Centerville's business will always boom when the man's behind the desk and the woman behind the broom.
Yeah, I know.
What are you trying to do? Spoil this evening for me? You sound as though you're ashamed of me because I've won the award.
Ashamed? Oh, really?
Sure, ashamed. Otherwise, why would you fly off the handle?
Because I'm proud, not ashamed. Because I'm proud of you.
Well, what are you yelling about if you're so proud? That's a fine way to show it, by getting mad.
Well, I'm mad because...
You're shouting.
Well, because I can't be at the presentation banquet.
You can read about it in tomorrow's paper. Frankly, Lois, instead of all this hullabaloo, we should be sitting down quietly and... thinking about how it all started.
I've been thinking about nothing else all day long.
Yeah? You know, it sure took a lot of courage to do what we did in those days. Giving up a job to start on our own with the responsibility of a wife and family. Remember, at first I couldn't even scrape up the $35 I needed for machine tools. Mm. $35.
I remember. It was a lot of money to us then.
I remember when you got rid of your piano so there'd be room for my shop. Hey, what'd you ever do with that piano?
I sold it.
Huh, that's funny. I thought you put it in storage. It meant so much to you. What'd you get for it?
$35.
Oh, we've come a long way since those days. Say, why don't I get you a new piano, a really good one?
Oh, thanks, dear. There hasn't been much time for music.
Well, make time. We have time for music in my factory, and believe me, it certainly has improved the morale of the workers.
Oh, you've put music in the factory?
Don't you remember? You mentioned the idea on the way home from the concert last month.
Oh, but I didn't know you actually went ahead with the idea.
Oh, sure. Our efficiency expert put the plan into operation a couple of weeks ago. It stepped up production 20%. I think he won some kind of an award for the idea. I'll find out if you're interested.
Oh, no. No, don't bother. I know you have enough to do with the plan.
Oh, no. Now that the strike is over, I'll have plenty of time.
I still don't know why you didn't call in that strike leader right away and get it settled.
You see, dear, that's what the Chamber of Commerce means.
Hmm?
Well, women are so completely ignorant of these things. When something as big as a strike is involved, you don't just say... Come on in, Maxwell. Let's talk this thing over.
Why not?
Why not? Well, because it's not done that way.
Why not?
Well, because... Well, Maxwell is a stubborn, obstinate fool.
Really? Not at all like his wife.
Well, he made no attempt to contact me, so why should I have gotten in touch... What? What did you say?
Well, I just said Mrs. Maxwell isn't a stubborn, obstinate fool.
Do you know her?
Well, I do now, but I'd never spoken to her until the day before the strike ended.
Well, you mean she's been here in this house?
Oh, no. No, I went to her house.
You went to Maxwell's house? What for?
It's just a couple of housewives sitting down their brooms and gossiping a little.
Mm-hmm. When did you say this happened?
Well, that was the day before Bill Maxwell went to see you and the strike was settled. Oh, goodness, darling, look at the time.
What? Oh, yes, the time. Mm-hmm. Is my tie on straight? Oh, my muffler. Where's my muffler?
Now?
What did I do with my notes?
Darling, your tie's on straight. You're the handsomest man in town. Here's your muffler. Here's your muffler.
Oh, yeah.
And your notes are in your right-hand pocket.
Oh, yes, yes. Thanks, dear. Will you wait up?
Don't I always?
Yeah, I'll be right home. Oh, I forgot something.
What's that?
This.
What's that for? I didn't do anything.
No? You know, I just realized how much you have done.
That was Fay Emerson and Lee Bowman in an original sketch by Alton Alexander called Self-Made Man. And a mighty nice job, if you ask me.
Well, if nobody else will ask you, I will. What kind of a job was it, John?
A mighty nice job, Miss Emerson.
Speaking of mighty nice jobs, John, I'd say you've got a cinch. I can't think of anything more pleasant than just standing here telling people about savings bonds. You call that work?
Well, I'll admit it's very enjoyable work, Lee. Savings bonds happen to be something that everybody wants. Right now, 43 million Americans own bonds, and more of them are climbing on the bond wagon every day.
Well, it's no wonder, John. Savings bonds are one of the best investments you can make. They're absolutely safe. They pay a fine return, and your money is always quickly available if you should need it in an emergency.
Right. And there's another important feature. You can invest in savings bonds regularly through two completely automatic plans. The payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond a month plan, a free service of your bank. Either way, your saving is done for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me suggest that you start your own thrift program today with United States Savings Bonds.
Believe me, there's no finer, safer investment in the whole world.
Thank you, Fay Emerson and Lee Bowman. And now once again, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Love, Your Magic Spell is Everywhere. Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, which today featured Fay Emerson and Lee Bowman. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and Miss Emerson and Mr. Bowman for their contribution to the Savings Bond program. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to save for your future with United States Savings Bonds. They're now even better.